Among the veteran population, homelessness is a problem with many causes and so far few solutions. But in Kansas City, one organization has found success by replacing the traditional shelter model with tiny homes. Chris Haxel from member station KCUR and the American Homefront Project reports.
Christopher Perry served 8 years in the Marine Corps. He saw combat in Iraq and got promoted a few times. But he struggled with what he later learned was PTSD and began abusing drugs and alcohol. First, he lost his rank and then his livelihood, kicked out with an other-than-honorable discharge.
When I got out of the military, I started losing all my house, my cars, stopped being able to visit with my kids. I lost everything.
Perry describes the next 10 years of his life in 4 succinct words.
Prison, drugs, homelessness, alcohol.
About a year ago, Perry found a place called the Veterans Community Project. It's a nonprofit that has built a village for homeless veterans. Literally, there are 49 tiny homes laid out like a miniature suburban neighborhood. Each home is about the size of a typical hotel room.
So this house is just finished getting repaired from a guy moving out and has been staged for a vet to move in next week.
Wes Williams is the director of Veterans Services here.
As you'll see, every one of these is fully stocked with plates and cups and silverware. And we'll have about 2 weeks of groceries when they move in.
This is no shelter. Like I said earlier, the towels and bedding are brand new, and they belong to the resident forever.
The independence of not sharing a room with 5 or 6 or 50 people really adds to that security and that peace of mind and knowing that, like, when I'm here, I'm safe.
Williams says the idea is to give residents a sense of ownership and dignity. But as a combat veteran himself, he knows many of the residents have experienced trauma. So the homes are designed from the ground up with security in mind.
There's one way in and one way out, and the bed is here in the back corner, and that's designed so if they're laying down here in their bed, they don't have to worry about somebody sneaking up behind them.
The village also has a community center, and there are plans to build a campus to house other veteran service organizations, a sort of one-stop shop for veterans who may lack reliable transportation. Other cities have taken note. In Sioux Falls, South Dakota, planning director Jason Bieber saw Veterans Community Project as a model when the city started thinking about where to house homeless vets. They reached out and ended up becoming partners.
I mean, I think it was always in our back of our mind as being the dream to partner with them and do one of their villages up here. But never thought that maybe would necessarily be a reality.
Back in Kansas City, Marine Corps veteran Christopher Perry is now enrolled in community college and eventually wants to get licensed as a truck driver. He also says he's gotten his life back together enough that he's ready to move on from his tiny house.
This is an amazing feeling, man. When all those little tiny burdens are lifted off your shoulders, it really puts your head in a space, man, where you can actually move forward instead of worrying about where you're not going to go, what's behind you.
In addition to Sioux Falls, Veterans Community Project has tiny villages planned in St. Louis and Longmont, Colorado. Williams says the group wants villages in 8 cities across the country by the end of next year. For Here and Now, I'm Chris Haxel in Kansas City.